the 6 steps for why a marketing plan is important, critical, essential to your business coming up on this episode of The Inside BS Show. A marketing plan is important to a business because, number one, it's a roadmap to growing your business. You should have a step-by-step guide for how you're going to grow your business and what you're going to do to grow your business. I've said over and over again, if you've watched any of the videos I have on my YouTube channel, you'll see me talking about having 100 ways to get one client. Well, that comes from your marketing plan. So your marketing plan is your roadmap to growing your business. Second reason why a marketing plan is important to your business is because a marketing plan helps you stay focused. You can't be everything to everybody. Your best clients are going to come when you put a message forward that really resonates with them. So your marketing plan is designed to keep you focused on delivering the right message to the right person at exactly the right time. Message to the right person at the right time. The right message to the right person at the right time. Your marketing plan keeps you focused on doing exactly that. The third reason why a marketing plan is important to a business is because your marketing plan is a checklist for your daily activity. You should be able to pull out your marketing plan and look at it and say to yourself, okay, I know exactly what I'm going to do today because on my marketing plan, I have these 3 steps for this month that are going to help me get closer to my goal. Your marketing plan is a checklist for your daily activity. That's another reason why it's important to a business. The fourth reason why your marketing plan is essential to your business, the fourth reason why your marketing plan is important to a business is because it's a tool for targeting the right clients. You've got to really focus in on who the right clients are for your business, and your marketing plan will help you do that. And it keeps you on track. It keeps you focused. It's essential for doing that. It is your roadmap. It's the roadmap you're using when you're driving down the highway. Now, for those of you who don't know what a roadmap is because you have a GPS on your phone or a GPS in your car, back in the days before there were GPSs, before there were satellites, we used things called roadmaps. We used pieces of paper that had drawings of the road on it to help us understand where we needed to go in order to get to our final destination, how we could get to our final destination. That's what your marketing plan is. It's steps, it's a guide that gets you to your final destination. The next reason why a marketing plan is important to a business is because your marketing plan helps you attract great referral sources. So your marketing plan shouldn't just only help you get clients. Your marketing plan should also help you connect with people who could refer you business. These are called evangelists. A client is someone who pays you money for your products, for your services. An evangelist is someone who's never paid you any money, but they refer people to you over and over and over again. Now, a client who refers you business is still going to be called a client. And we differentiate the two because that investment, that financial investment, also comes with a significant investment of trust. So we want to label a client from now on. But an evangelist is someone who's connected to you and just refers your business over and over again. I use the example of a criminal defense attorney. Occasionally, I'll get calls from people and they'll say, Dave, my client or my friend is in Jacksonville, Florida, and he's in trouble. He needs a criminal defense attorney up there. He got arrested for driving under the influence, and he needs a criminal defense attorney. Do you know someone? Now, I fortunately have never used the services of a criminal defense attorney for myself, but I know a lot of good criminal defense attorneys, and I know an excellent criminal defense attorney in Jacksonville. So I'm an evangelist for that attorney because I will refer him without ever having used his services. That's the difference between a client and an evangelist. And your marketing plan should help you attract those evangelists as well as attracting your ideal clients. The next point, the final point, the reason why a marketing plan is important to a business is because a good marketing plan can be an asset and add value to your business. Think about it this way. If you're thinking about selling your business at some point, even if you're a professional services firm, I work with people who sell and who buy professional services firms. One of the things that is the most valuable is a systemic way to attract clients. If you had a way, you had a plan that could help you attract 100 new clients every month, you had 100 ways to attract one new client every month, that was your marketing plan. If it was replicable by anyone that you taught to implement it, that would be way more valuable than a professional services firm that just flies by the seat of his pants, flies by the seat of its pants trying to get new clients. So a good marketing plan adds value to your business. If you want a shortcut to developing a marketing plan, you don't want to reinvent the wheel, I'm going to give you a marketing plan template. It's called the Revenue Roadmap. And you see we're putting up a picture here of the Revenue Roadmap. This is my Revenue Roadmap that I've created. There's a number of different steps that lead you to relationship revenue. Now, our focus in my business, in the business that I have working with you and people like you, is to get you to a place where you can source repeat, recurring, and passive revenue. I call that all those three things together at the bottom of the Revenue Roadmap. I call those three things relationship revenue. And there are 8 steps that are involved in getting to that relationship revenue. I'm going to share those 8 steps with you, give you your plan that you can customize yourself. All you need to do is follow the link down below in the description of this video. Click on that link, free gift from Dave. It's the Revenue Roadmap. You can customize it to your business. Click on that link to the Revenue Roadmap. When you do, you'll be able to download, you enter your information, you'll download your own version of the Revenue Roadmap. You'll fill in the blanks. It's point and click. It's easy. It's so simple. It's your shortcut to that marketing plan that's so important to your business. Okay, now it's time for the word of caution. You got to be careful because so many people come to me. I mean, I'll tell you a couple of stories, actually. So many people come to me and they want help with their plan for the future, with their marketing plan. And I take them through the revenue roadmap exercise. I take them through the exercise of creating a custom marketing plan, this revenue roadmap. I go through each of the segments with them. We work on it. They pay me a lot of money for this. And then I ask them if they'd like help. And they say, no, they're going to do it on their own. And they feel a sense of satisfaction because they developed this plan. Well, the plan is only the first part. Execution, getting it done, is the answer. Holding yourself accountable to fulfilling the revenue roadmap plan. So download the revenue roadmap and make sure that you fill it out and make sure that you plan carefully and step by step so that you know where you're going. But ultimately, the execution is on you. So you got to have somebody hold you accountable. You need an accountability partner to make sure you're executing on your plan. And that's the word of caution. The map is not the territory, right? The plan is great, but you've got to execute. You've got to execute on that plan. So make sure you execute. I've shared with you 6 reasons why a marketing plan is important to your business. I shared a word of caution. I've given you a shortcut. That's our time together today. This is today's version of the Inside BS Show. I'll be back here again tomorrow, delivering even more value to you. Please join me. Until then, here's hoping you make a great living and live a great life.